Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of the PB Podcast. So glad you stopped by today to listen to another great hour of music. Got a lot of great things coming up today. I'm off the old stuff. I got a couple of new tunes I'm going to be playing for you. Chuckled a little bit. I should probably keep in some of my big mess ups that I do as my president, because I try to do this for y'all. But it was a little funny, but mostly just bad announcing. So fortunately, I can do away with that on here. So let's get heading in straight into this first set. I don't know. Most of the songs today are just kind of a bunch of songs that I wanted to listen to. No particular reason why I put them on, or I don't think they really have much to do with each other either. So it's a bunch of tunes we're going to be playing. And we're going to start out with the big hit for me of 1993. This is from the Breeders, and this is their hit, Cannonball, here to start off today's TV podcast.
I'll be here whatever you need. took too long. I just talked in the rest hour. Fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On this first way, before I let it go. Not the best way.
I got caught in the rush hour. Fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Don't be afraid. Don't you know you in my neighborhood? They tell me you pretty fast on your feet. So I want you to meet me at the dance hall on Morgan Street. You hear?
Oh, it's true. You how you love me too.
Set with the Turtles doing You Showed Me from 1968. The Turtles present the Battle of the Bands. I just recently read Howard Kalin's book, and really good book. Lots of fun anyway. I don't know how good it really was, but kind of a fun book about life in the Turtles and what they did throughout their career. So it was pretty nice. Although, again, because it's one of those things where they start out okay, and he's like, oh, I gotta finish this thing. So the last part of his career gets kind of sketched over very quickly. So that was You Showed Me, which was a Bird song, actually, originally, that they redid on 1960s, Prisoner of the Bell of Dance. Well, for that, Wiz, There's Gonna Be a Showdown from Archie Bell and the Drells from 1969's album, There's Gonna Be a Showdown. Before that, The Soul Survivor is doing Expressway to Your Heart. That's on a compilation that I have of Philadelphia tunes, mostly gambling off things, and so really great song. I remember that song was out in the 60s, so listen to that, really liked it. Before that, Don't Mess with Cupid by Buddy Miles from 1968's Expressway to Your Skull album. And we started with the Breeders doing Cannonball. Ooh. Well, today is Palm Sunday. That's what we're all celebrating here. Celebrating, I suppose, if you want to put it that way, that's it. And I remember back in 1976, I was over in England, and I was like, oh, man, I really don't want to go to Easter service. That's going to take all day long. I know. I'll go the week before. And I walked in, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Palm Sunday. What the heck? And that was kind of a long service, too. So, oh, well. Celebration time. All right, let's get heading into this next set. And this next set is going to start off with a song from 1971, a band called The Beginning of the End. And this is the title tune to the album called Funky NASA.
Get that soul come to
America. London's a town. It's too doggone cold. Yeah. Nassau got sunshine. And didn't you all know? Yeah. But we've gone funky. And we got the soldier.
In the country.
We ended that set with band Francois and the Atlas Mountains from 2017's Solide Mirage. Yes, a French band. You saw that through their singing in French. And the name of that song was Grand de Reglement. Before that, Country House from Blur from 1995's The Great Escape. Just had to listen to a Blur song. I was quite a bit of them rattling around in my brain, and I've been playing some songs, so I was like, oh, let's put some Blur on there. And we started it. Funky NASA from the beginning of the end from 1971. And I don't think I could have told you the name of the band for a long time, but I do remember that tune being out on the radio again back in 1971. I really like that, so that's why we listen to that. All right, let's get heading into this next set. And this next set is this set with a song, again, is from that compilation that came out about the Philadelphia sound. And this is the Spinners, and they're doing this song with Dion Warwick. And this is Then Came You, and that's how we're leading off this set here at the TV Podcast.
every time I meet you. I get better to see you, just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
Whenever you love before,
knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving. Through cocktails, round the tin can, I pretend to hold. That set with the great Howard Tate, and there's a song called She's a Burglar from back in 1972. Before that, the Mavericks from 1995's Music for All Occasions doing All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down. Mavericks have a new album out, really, really, really good. I'm sure we'll be playing that fairly soon here on the old podcast. Before that, Gentle on My Mind, yes, the old Glen Campbell tune, being done by Alison Krauss on her new album, Windy City, that just came out. What she does is she goes back and kind of updates a lot of those classics. And so that's what she's getting on that album. Really, really good album. Solid. And we started off with Then Came You from the Sinners of Dionne Warwick. Really, really good tune. So I hope your Palm Sunday is going well. You're getting ready for Old Easter, which is coming up next week. So I don't know if we're doing anything for Easter. We usually do, but it's going to be a quiet Easter for us this year. We'll see how that works. All right, we're going to head into this last set. And this last set is going to be starting off with one of my favorite songs, a song that I can't believe I have not played this on the podcast yet because I just love it so much. This is a group called Don and Dewey, and Don is Sugarcane Don Harris, who's known for playing the violin, and I don't think he plays violin on this. There's only very little that Don and Dewey actually did where he plays the violin, so we're not going to play with that. I think Pink Champagne is the only one that they do, their version of it. So from 1991's Jungle Hop, compilation of the stuff they did back in the 60s, and we're going to listen to Justine here at the PB Podcast.
I'm not gonna play the piano when we do this.
Who gonna play piano?
Don't need no piano.
Oh, well, okay, do what you want. I ain't gonna play no guitar. No.
Well, look, okay, let's do it just like this. That's crazy. Okay, that's crazy.
So what do you say? You ain't gonna play.
Well, you say you gonna use two guitars. Okay, let's go.
Jesse!
All right, we ended that final set with Kate Bush doing Wuthering Heights from 1978 to the Kick Inside. I absolutely loved Kate Bush when she came out. Oh, my God. She was I don't know. I don't know what it was about her, but she just really did something for me. So just really, really great. And again, I just love the Wuthering Heights, the way that she did it. I believe that was redone by Pat Benatar. I don't think it was done as well, because I think Kate Bush has got a great voice. I mean, she really hit those high notes, didn't she? So Wuthering Heights. Before that, Clarence Carter doing Too Weak to Fight. That was originally in 1969. It's the dynamic Clarence Carter. Before that, If I Needed Someone from the Beatles from 1965's Rubber Soul album. I've been listening to some podcasts where they go through and listen to Beatles records. In the end, I had to stop listening because they just weren't really all that good. And I should have known something when they were talking about the first one, and they just kind of like made up stuff. And it was like, well, I think that. And I'm like, no, wrong. I mean, I don't know if I'm that much of a Beatlephile, but even I knew some of the stuff they were saying was just wrong. So, and we started that set off with Justine. She just won't do me right. She likes to ball in the morning, stay out late at night. From 1991's Jungle Hop, a great compilation. You should pick it up if you have it. Justine is a little fight in the beginning with Sonny Bono. Sonny of Sonny and Cher was the engineer on a lot of those specialty sessions, especially with a label that came out of Los Angeles, and they do that in Los Angeles. And so he ended up engineering and producing a lot of the early stuff. And again, they kind of had a fight with him at first, and just went on to do Justine. Really, really great. Well, that's just about all the time that I have today to play music for you and to do that. So I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope you tune in every week or listen to the podcast. Been a little lax on doing the special pods, but they're going to be coming out on a kind of a regular basis from now on, I hope. Got a couple in the can, getting ready to spring those on y'all. So we'll get that going for you. And again, Brunnick.net, every... every podcast still available out there for you. And so I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, I hope you tune in again next week. Remember, sharing is caring. So the more people we get to listen to it, the greater it is. We've got a few more solid people listening on a regular basis, so that's really great. Thank y'all. And until we meet again, what I'm going to say is goodbye for now.